make my, the left side of my body fucked up. Like, that's it. That's all I did. I didn't, like, do a sport. Welcome to an afternoonified vacation, Minnie, because Sarah and I somehow managed to always take vacations at the same time. You got anything planned for April or May? Because we should...
No.
Okay. I do.
Oh. Where are you going?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to... Oh, we're going to Colorado for a little while. Denver.
Oh, fun. Oh, I love that. I love Denver. Are you going to investigate the airport?
No, because I hate that airport, having spent like 8 hours there when we went to New Orleans.
So I'm starting to feel about the Amsterdam airport.
I hate the Denver airport through no fault of its own. It's not like I hate the Atlanta airport because the Atlanta airport is garbage. I just hate the Denver airport because I've spent so much time there.
Yeah, that's too much time to spend.
Yeah, we're going to Denver, and then Travis wants to do a hike through this place called the Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs. So,
oh yeah, I've been there several times. It's really pretty.
I'm excited. So yeah, I'll have some sort of Colorado vacation mini in a couple months. But we're going to talk about
some sort of rock based mini.
A rock based mini, yes. But yeah, we're going to hear about your trip. Where'd you go? What's up?
I went to Spain. Which is a real cool place. I'm learning that my ideal vacation is literally just like looking at cool buildings, and anything else is kind of just like a bonus.
Architecture and tapas, basically.
Architecture, tapas, top of the list for sure.
How's your Spanish?
Oh, terrible. Do you know how many times I said we instead of see?
This French
embarrassing.
Bitch.
Like, oh, you're just generic European, so I'm just going to say whatever language comes first. Like, I felt like such an asshole every time.
Well, I was going to make fun of you the other day, like, because you said that you mixed something up, and I couldn't remember how to say, how are you in Spanish, the language that I have been practicing daily for the last, 390 days? So, you know, I can only remember French.
The last day I ordered like Uber Eats or something, cause I just like could not be bothered. I had like a 6 a.m. flight the next day. It's like, I just want to pack and I want to eat and I don't want to have to like pick a spot. So I got, Uber Eats, and apparently you need to give the driver like a PIN or something. And I was like so confident. It's like, this is like a 4-digit PIN. I can say it in,
Spanish.
Cause I know my numbers in Spanish. And I'm like, uno, tres, ocho. And then I forgot what seven was. So it was just like...
Siete.
Seven. It was like, no, I was like in the elevator halfway up to my room, like doing uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco in my head. It was like siete. Oh, that's right.
Nothing is weirder that, I mean, there are weird things, but ordering Uber Eats in a city that you don't live in. Like we did it... in New Orleans, the day that we got in, because it was super late. And I was like, if I don't have a muffaletta in the next, you know, 45 minutes, I'll die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is specifically about it. Like, maybe it's you're sending them to a place that you don't live. So you're like, if they get lost, I have no idea how to help this person.
Yeah, I can't help you, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the PIN thing is weird. A lot of people stealing Uber Eats? I don't know,
I guess. But, we got way off topic. I was talking about buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, I was talking about buildings because I was going to segue to my whole vacation mini is about a building, specifically a church. But that's kind of tertiary to the coolness of it.
It just happens to be a church.
It just happens to be a church. I mean, most of the coolest buildings is the problem in Europe, like the cathedrals.
That's where the money went. Is the thing
that's who had all the power in the money,
especially in Spain.
So they got to build the coolest shit. But the cool church building I'm going to talk about today is La Sagrada Familia, or as its full name is known, brace yourselves, the Basilica y Templo Expiatori de la Sagrada Familia. But we're not going to call it that every time. We're just going to call it La Sagrada Familia.
I feel like your Spanish was so bad that I could not understand like the pronunciation. Like, she said words. Those were words.
Those are words. It's the Basilica and Temple Expiatory, which is a word, and I will define it later, of the Holy Family is what it means.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. So.
Oh, yeah. La Sagrada. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So that La Sagrada Familia is a church that is currently under construction in Barcelona, Spain, and has in fact been under construction for the last 140 years.
Is it like the Winchester Mystery House of Barcelona?
A little bit, except like if Sarah Winchester died like 20 years in and people just kept building it.
Like her niece took over. Like this is the family business now.
I will say like this is not that weird for like big large cathedrals. I mean, you look at like Notre Dame and shit, and like those churches took centuries to build, so like that's not necessarily totally out of line. It's just like weird to see it happening in 2024. So it is the largest unfinished church in the world, and when it's finished it'll just be the largest church, period. So the project, which began construction in 1882, was originally inspired by a local bookseller named Josep Maria Bocabella, who, on returning from a trip to the Vatican, decided he wanted to build an expiatory temple consecrated to the Holy Family. Expiatory as in something you do to apologize for bad behavior.
Like the Spanish Inquisition?
Well, opposite. Essentially, Bocabella wanted to make up for the fact that Barcelona was becoming increasingly secular.
Oh, fuck off.
Perhaps inspire everybody to be a little more Catholic while he was at it.
That's been Spain's problem the whole time, is think people aren't Catholic enough.
Let's inspire the people of Spain to be more Catholic in 1882.
How is Lent over? Like, are they doing shit?
Oh, I didn't notice anything at all, honestly.
Well, clearly the church didn't work.
I will say, like, every time I tried to get into some sort of crypt, I was either disappointed or locked out because there was some service happening, or it was, like, just a museum.
So people were celebrating Mark Wahlberg's 40-day challenge, just maybe not in ways that you were privy to.
Mark Wahlberg's 40-day challenge of keeping Sarah out of cool, creepy crypts.
That's what we're calling Lent now, is Mark Wahlberg's 40-day challenge.
So the church was built entirely on private donations, and initially Bocabella...
I'm sorry, the whole Catholic church is built on private donations.
I mean, yes, but I think this is separate. My understanding is, like, he was part of, like, some association.
They received a grant to association build the church.
Funded stuff, yeah. Okay. Like, it wasn't like the Catholic church was building it as an official, like, we as the Catholic church are going to build a new church. It was literally this guy decided he was going to build his own church.
Okay.
So
private.
As far as I understand, I don't know the ins and outs of how this is funded. I'm assuming now it's funded primarily on tourist dollars because there's so many tourists.
Well, you know, you enjoy a thing, you help pay for it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Initially, Bocabella commissioned the architect Francisco de Paula de Villar for the project, who drew up designs for a fairly traditional neo-Gothic cathedral. The kind of like you'd see in like Cologne or something, with like all the spires and.
I know that it doesn't mean this, but when you say neo-Gothic, I just picture Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
The Matrix, yes. I mean, no.
No, it's not.
I understand. I understand why your mind would go there.
Because it's a deeply broken brain. And
yeah.
Yes. So, spires, you say.
Spires, like fancy, like any kind of traditional European cathedral you would see, you know, nothing crazy. Of his designs, only the crypt was ever built, and after a number of disagreements with Bocabella and his advisors, de Villar abandoned the project. Instead, Antoni Gaudí would take over as the chief architect in 1883, and Gaudí had absolutely no interest in building a traditional cathedral.
I thought you were going to say he had no architectural experience.
he did have some of that, but it was all the weird kind. So now we need to learn about Antoni Gaudí, who is actually a really cool guy. He built so much of Barcelona, not so much of Barcelona, but a lot of the like big touristy, like all the places everyone goes to visit now because they're so iconic of Barcelona architecture. He was the guy who did them. So, you know, those like cool houses I took pictures of that had all the like, weird kind of mosaics and curves and things like that. That was Gaudí.
There will be pictures on the Instagram.
Yes. Yes. So Antoni Gaudí, born in 1852, was an architect and the greatest exponent of the Catalan modernism movement. Modernisme. Gaudi took much of his inspiration from geometry in nature, and he had some very grand visions for Sagrada Familia. So throwing out all of de Villars' previous plans, Gaudi designed a temple that could seat over 13,000 people with a central tower over 550 feet tall.
Because many people do they think are coming to church?
I mean, that's barely a mega church at this point. So
we got them beat in America for number of assholes we can fit into a religious service.
Yeah, damn right. America. So each facade of the church would highlight the three phases of the life of Jesus Christ: the Nativity celebrating his birth, the Passion depicting his crucifixion, and the Glory highlighting his divinity. So Gaudi's vision would incorporate organic symbolism in the architecture, stained glass, and design elements, kind of like the interior, which is known as the forest, where it's like, you know how every church has like columns, but these like columns, like they stretch way up to the ceiling and then they kind of like extend out like branches of a tree. So it kind of gives the impression you're in a forest. They a look God very, forest,
yeah.
Yeah, they don't look like, they do look like stone columns to some degree. Like, I'm going to have to post pictures of this because like you just got to go look at pictures to really understand what this place is. But it gives a very kind of like natural and like he didn't natural and kind of like, yeah, just organic look. And they, yeah, so columns, they're stretching upward like branches of the tree supporting a ceiling that looks like it just fell out of a kaleidoscope because he liked to do all sorts of weird geometry shit. His plans also called for 18 elaborately carved spires, 12 for the apostles, 4 for the evangelists, one for the Virgin Mary, and the tallest, which of course will symbolize Jesus himself.
For Gaudi a religion that's so anti like cult and ritual and all of that, just so much like ritual and symbolism in Catholicism.
Oh yeah. All about it.
Everything has to mean something. It's like, this stands for this. It's like, it's a table, Karen. I don't think it has to stand for the divinity of Christ.
But it does, because of this picture I drew on it.
It's just wild. People are wild.
Gaudi became increasingly pious while working on the project, and after 1910, he virtually abandoned all his other work and devoted the remainder of his life to the Sagrada Familia.
So mental illness.
Maybe. At the time of his death in 1926, only the nativity facade, one bell tower, the apse, and the crypt of the cathedral, so like less than a quarter of the total project, were complete. Gaudi himself seemed to understand it was unlikely he'd live long enough to see the church completed. My client, he remarked, is not in a hurry.
I would hope not, knowing how this story ends.
He is buried inside the crypt of the church, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, bury me in my half-finished sweater that I haven't, like, that I have not finished making.
We will bury you in that sweater.
I'm going to start knitting a burial shroud, like, when I hit, what, like, 70, 72, and then even if it's not done, you wrap me in that shit like it's the Shroud of Turin.
Goddamn. Yeah, we'll do that. That's great. So work on the church has continued, albeit slowly. The three remaining bell towers of the Nativity facade were completed in 1930, but the Spanish Civil War kind of brought construction to a halt for a bit. And many of Gaudi's original designs and models were lost when anarchists set fire to the church in 1936. So all that right. burned a significant part of his on-site workshop, and his designs would have to be reconstructed based on kind of like what materials could be saved along with like published plans and photographs.
I mean, it's sad, but like, I get it.
Yeah. Construction would not begin in earnest until 1952, when the foundation was laid for the Passion facade, work that would finally be completed in 1976.
Jesus.
In 2000, the central nave vaulting was completed and covered. In 2010, work again was interrupted in early 2020 for, you know, plague reasons, but resumed in October of that same year. The Tower of the Virgin Mary, which rises 543 feet, is the second tallest tower, was Damn. Completed in December 2021 and topped with a 12-pointed star that is illuminated at night. And then in 2023, cool. just last year, the four towers of the evangelists representing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were completed. So it's speeding up a little bit. They're getting there. Some projections have the Sagrada Familia slated for completion as early as 2026, which would be the centennial of Gaudi's death, which is cool. Others believe construction could continue well into the 1940s, which I could believe. It's very elaborate. Like, we haven't even gotten into like the whole design, but like every like facet of the facade is so elaborately carved, and like there are statues, and like the doors are like covered in flowers and birds, and like there's mosaics on the spires. Like, it's it is very over designed. I think I called it in my Instagram stories, like kind of like a little bit monstrous, but in a way that I really love.
It sounds like a hat on a hat on a hat.
Yeah, it's very like, yeah, because that was kind of Gaudi's whole thing, is, you know, more is more, and more is great. And honestly, like, it's very, I do not get choked up often in churches. I got a little choked up in this one because it was so beautiful. Like, disregarding all the religious stuff, like the building itself is very beautiful. And like, there's so much stained glass, and the light comes in and just like illuminates everything. It's,
yeah, just because religion is bullshit doesn't mean that its stuff isn't pretty.
Yeah. So despite being under construction, still being under construction, 2.8 million people visit La Sagrada Familia every year. And it was named a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2005. And in 2010, Pope Benedict XVI designated the church a minor basilica. So it's coming up in the world. It's maybe minor. Soon it'll be finished. Maybe a minor basilica. I think the auditor explained this and I was half listening. I guess because like there's technically another basilica already in the diocese that would be like the major basilica because it is came first.
Sure. Semantics.
I don't know how these things work, but it's still pretty cool. I really think it's going to be like, you know, we talked about like the seven wonders of the world. I think like it'll be a wonder of the world someday. It's really cool.
If they ever finish it.
If they ever finish it. That's La Sagrada Familia.
That's cool. I mean, I hope they do get to finish it. Sounds like a pain in the ass.
I think they've got the momentum now where in enough funding and enough tourist dollars going to it that, you know, it's one thing to be building this like pre-Spanish Civil War and one in like 2022, different circumstances entirely.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that technology is kind of advanced with it to make it easier. So it's going faster every year, if that makes sense. All right. Well, that's fun. What was the best thing you ate on your trip?
Oh, I went to like this speakeasy and I went at like 8 o'clock because I was really trying to like, you know, the Spanish eat late and I was trying to like not be uncool. So I went at like 8 o'clock and I was the first person there. but I had like a burrata salad that was mostly burrata. I think it's called panticoca. It's literally just like toasted bread with like garlic rubbed on it and then like a tomato
paste. That's bruschetta.
No, because it isn't like the chopped tomatoes. It's literally just like tomato jelly almost.
I'm pretty sure bruschetta doesn't have to have chopped tomatoes. I think this is someone's aping something from someone.
It's different than from bruschetta. It's mostly, it's just like a...
I mean, it's tomatoes and garlic on bread. Like, no one's complaining.
I wouldn't designate a bruschetta because I feel like bruschetta is a little more like presentation to it. This is literally just like bread with some tomato on it.
So what you're saying is the Italian version is fancier than like the Spanish is a more casual bruschetta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the pancake is a casual crepe.
Because I also had bruschetta and it was completely different. Like that same meal, I also had bruschetta and it was different.
A different kind of really toast good. With garlic and
And like, it was chopped tomatoes and diced tomatoes and not like the
I think that is the distinction.
But then I also had what was my main meal? It was, I forget what it's called, but it was some fancy like beef dish with like basically just like cuts of beef and like a butter garlic sauce.
Oh,
it was really good.
That's the problem with vacation food is that it's so far away.
I know.
I had a pizza on Oahu. It's the best pizza I've ever had, but it's on fucking Oahu. Do you know how far away that is?
All the time.
That muffaletta I had in New Orleans. Like, that is so far away.
Just got good food in
Portland, too.
More chaffling. There is good food in Portland.
Yeah, last week was sandwich week, which every once in a while we'll have like a week where a bunch of restaurants will have whatever the dish is and it will be like cheap and like all of that. So sandwich week, everyone that participated had their own like sandwich, but we found out that it was sandwich week with only 2 days left. And that's the story of how I had 4 fucking sandwiches last weekend.
That's an appropriate amount of sandwiches for one weekend.
My stomach, being over the age of 30, didn't appreciate it, especially because the only vegetables I had were like the ones on the sandwiches and then these Brussels sprouts covered in Parmesan fondue that we got as a side for one of the sandwiches. So like come Monday morning, like it was a stomach ache that I have not known before. I stayed home from work.
Please feed me vegetables.
A salad or something. It's just not covered in cheese. Anyway, I'm a grown adult.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Anyway, I'm excited to see pictures. I mean, I did see pictures, but there were also a lot of pictures, so I didn't really differentiate. I posted
a lot, yeah.
I like how we're the opposite of that. Like, you always take great pictures of everything you see and, like, explain it, and then I'll just disappear for 3 days and just send pictures to the group chat, but, like, Instagram gets nothing.
I see it as, like, especially because I spend so much of my time traveling solo that, like, I am not sharing it with someone, like, who is, like, right there, I need to share it with everybody.
Well, that's why you and Sadie get so many pictures when I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, I have Travis, like, he's there, but I just said shit to the group chat. No context either. Just like, oh, look, there's a salad shaped like a piranha plant. I will try to take pictures in Denver, though. I'm going to see the big horse.
Garden of the Gods, you'd better, because it's beautiful. Yeah.
I'm getting some hiking boots for the trip.
Ooh, very fancy.
I don't think it's a hard hike. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. It's another Emily episode. I don't know what it is yet, but you're going to like it.
I bet you will.
Yep. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
For more podcasts like the one you just listened to, go to SoBelowMedia.com.
This is As Above, So Below.